Xmas Factor, written by Annie Sanders and read by Kim Hicks.
Prologue. There is nothing more magical than the glow of candlelight in the rosy cheeks of small children as they gather round the tree.
Oh, bollocks! How can candlelight glow in cheeks?
Holly pressed delete, pulled her cardigan further around her goose-bumped arms and tried again.
Who cannot fail to be entranced by the fragrance of pine needles and the light that sparkles?
Holly faltered, sighed deeply, and drummed her fingers on the desk.
Nope.
Swivelling in her chair, she ran her fingers down the spines of a small pile of CDs on the shelf behind her, selected one from near the bottom, and slipped it into the machine. Popping another mini mince pie into her mouth, she closed her eyes and let the agonisingly sweet sound that came through the headphones wash over her, until she felt herself begin to glow with warmth and tingle with excitement.
Once in Royal David's City, warbled the chorister,
and opening her eyes and flexing her fingers with determined resolve, she began to tap the keyboard.
As the warm scent of cinnamon and pine needles fills the air this month, get ready for the joyous season with berry red accessories, sparkling decorations.
Oh, I like it, I like it, Holly began to type faster.
And exquisite...
She paused. What on earth could she think of that would be exquisite? She closed her eyes again.
And his shelter was a stable.
Exquisitely wrapped presents under the tree. Here are the top 10 tips to see you to your best Christmas ever.
Aha! Pulling out a flattened cardboard party hat from the bottom drawer of her desk, she squeezed it in an attempt to return it to somewhere near its original shape and plopped it onto her dark, curly hair, pulling the elastic down under her chin. The muse had finally landed. Half an hour later, she was still over 100 words short. What had she missed? She'd managed a ludicrously excessive list of ideas for things to do with ribbon from Vivi Rouleau, several novel ideas for tasteful Christmas lights, and even a roundup of the best shop-bought mince pies. She glanced at her watch. Crikey, she'd have to crack on. What else would make Christmas delicious and perfect?
Hi, you look cute. How's it going?
Denise from the art department stuck her head around the partition.
Aren't you on your way yet?
Holly moaned. God, I know, but I haven't finished this yet, and it was due this morning. Come on, Den. I need ideas. Christmas? Picture perfect? The young woman in the doorway leant against the partition and ran her finger over her lips in thought.
Oh, I don't know. You're the word woman. Novelty knickers? Actually, I'd rather go as far away as possible. You know, some lovely cottage somewhere in the country. Log fires, chestnuts roasting, all that crap.
Holly looked at her carefully, a thought beginning to take shape in her mind.
I do believe you've done it. Just a couple more calls to make and I'm off.
Denise shrugged and turned to go.
Glad to have helped. Have fun and see you afterwards.
Holly absently waved to her as she continued to type, florid prose pouring from her fingertips, hyperbole increasing with every hackneyed adjective. She knew that the cottage she was describing for that perfect Christmas, a rather neglected little place tucked away behind the church in the village where she had grown up, wasn't quite as idyllic as she was suggesting. But frankly, she'd run out of time. A quick search on Google for a chocolate box cottage picture to go with the text. Then 10 minutes later, she clicked on save, made a mental note for when she got back to tell her stepmother to turn down anyone trying to book the place, stood up and gently eased off the hat from her head, pleased to be shot of the elastic chin strap which was beginning to dig in and hurt. Her feature on Your Best Christmas Ever was going to be a triumph. Switching off her desk fan with theatrical finality, she picked up her bag, grabbed her sunglasses, and headed out of the glass doors at reception into the blistering August heat.